From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with the most interesting people in arts and entertainment in the San Francisco Bay Area and Marin County. I chat with artists, singers, actors, writers, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area such a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guests today on The Field Trip are two of the Bay Area's best young actors. Alexandra Matthew is a graduate of the Drama School of London, England. She's been the recipient of two Dean Goodman Acting Awards for her Shakespeare characters, and right now she's starring as the dastardly Lady Macbeth in the current Marin Shakespeare Company's production of Macbeth, directed by Leslie Currier. Alexandra's equally dastardly stage husband, Laird Macbeth, is played by my other guest, William Elsman. Bill got his master's in acting at the University of Delaware, and his recent list of Shakespeare credits include Mark Antony, Orsino, Don Pedro, and Oberon, as well as a wonderful performance a couple of years back as Salieri in Marin Shakespeare's production of Peter Schaeffer's play Amadeus. Here's the fun part. They also happen to be real-life partners, husband and wife. And this production of Macbeth is their 10th stage production together. Please welcome to The Field Trip, Alexandra Matthew and Bill Elsman. Welcome, guys.
Hey, Mitch. Thanks so much for having us.
Hey, Mitch.
Thanks for coming
on.
Great
to be here.
Came to see your show the other night. It's absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you guys are great. You enjoying doing it?
Oh, yeah. I would say it's a pretty major treat to be able to play these roles opposite each other. So, pretty juicy.
Yeah, they are pretty juicy roles.
A good time, yeah.
Now, look, I've said the word Macbeth three times already, but you guys understandably might not want to use that word. I know it's thought to be unlucky in the theater world to call it by name. Actors call it the Scottish play, right?
Yeah, I try to just be careful who I'm talking to. I basically just say Scottish play, and sometimes it slips out, and what can you do?
I feel the same way. I mean, I'm sensitive to anyone who has the feeling of superstition. But personally, don't give too much credit to it. I feel like you invite the curse by believing in it.
I agree with you. So where did you guys meet?
You want to say it?
Yeah, we met at Leslie Currier's house 5 years ago, I believe it was. And it was a party after a production of Henry IV. Isn't that right, hon?
That's right. I was in the audience. I saw Bill on stage and thought, maybe we should chat.
So theater brought you guys together.
That's right. And it's keeping us together.
That's fantastic. So I'm sure everybody asks you, how is it to live with an actor?
I don't know. I feel very lucky. I just feel, I mean, it's such a blessing to be able to do what I love to do most with the person I love most. So every day I'm just lucky.
Me too. I can't say enough wonderful things about Alexandra. We're very, very fortunate people to have the kind of life that we live, which is dramatic arts and also off stage together too. We find the same joy on stage as well as off.
Even in really dark characters.
So people always want to know, did you always want to be an actor? Bill, did you always want to be an actor?
It really started for me when I was in the fifth grade. I was in a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, and I realized that the girl I had a crush on was about to play Titania, and I was interested in playing bottom because it seemed like a good idea for the girl that I liked to actually fall in love with me on stage. And so it worked out. I got cast as bottom, and it seemed kind of sneaky, but a fun way for this girl that I liked to like me back. And I just sort of fell in love with the imaginary world at that point, and it became one show after the next, I would say, up through high school and into college and then beyond, and into the real world and afterwards in grad school.
So you got into it for the chicks, essentially, right? It was rock and roll or theater, right?
And then I got the best chick of all in the end. It turned out very well.
You certainly did very well, my friend. What about you, Alex? Did you want to be an actress?
Not directly, actually. I grew up in the opera world, both of my parents being opera singer and orchestra conductor, respectively. And so I grew up watching all the operas that my mom was singing in, my dad was conducting. And I don't know, I guess I didn't really imagine that life for myself until college. In college, I got serious about it, took an acting class, playwriting class, and got the bug for real, and changed my major 3 times until it became just straight theater, and I've never looked back since. So, yeah, college was the turning point.
If you're just joining us, my guests today are Marin-based actors Alexandra Matthew and Bill Elsman. Now, you guys have sort of made Marin Shakespeare Company your summer home in recent years, haven't you?
Yeah, that's been, what, 4 years in a row now?
Yeah, this is my 5th summer in a row, and honey, this is, I think, your 6th overall summer with them?
Yeah, I think my 4th in a row, and I did 2 other seasons in the far distant past, so, it's been a wonderful...
We've been in 9 together at Marin Shakes, which is pretty great, yeah.
You both did Antony and Cleopatra last year?
That's right,
and
Travesties. Travesties was fun because we had a large scene that we got to play opposite each other in. And what else?
Also, in Taming of the Shrew, we got to play the lovers, Bianca and Vincenzo. So I like to think of Taming of the Shrew as kind of like the sunny side of the coin to the current production, which is obviously a very dark ride for both of us. So we've done it all, really, from the high tragedy to the great comedies.
And then, of course, in Born to Being Earnest, yeah, I was your ward, so still a different kind of relationship.
Yeah, you got to fall in love with Darren Bridget, and
that's
okay. He's a nice guy, and
he can dream, right?
Your affection on stage.
You don't hold it against me, do you?
It's all good.
One of the other really fun shows that we got to do was Gaslight last spring, in which we had another dysfunctional married relationship, but a very juicy one again. Very fun.
It was a good show, and I think it really got us on the road to playing Mr. and Mrs. Mackers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know, Bill, you were just doing Sherlock Holmes, right?
That's true, too. Yeah, I was off in Sacramento at the Sacramento Theater Company doing Sherlock Holmes, a new adaptation of a play from 100 years ago that was co-penned by Arthur Conan Doyle himself and a playwright by the name of William Gillette, who was the first Holmes on stage. And recently, Stephen Dietz did an adaptation of that particular play and turned it into the production that was just at Sacramento Theater Company. And it was great fun. I loved doing it. I've always admired the great actors that have played Sherlock Holmes, Jeremy Brett particularly, Basil Rathbone. So I tried to steal what I could from the best and absorb the things that I really liked and make it my own. And the audience seemed to enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't get to see that. I know you got great reviews, and you're very Holmesian, I find. Don't you think so, Alex?
Thank you.
It was a role that fit him pretty much like a glove.
Yeah. Tell me, you're professional actors. You're not community theater actors. You guys are doing this for a living. What are the dynamics of it? I mean, you've been working every summer here, but is it hard to get work? Is there a lot of work? Do you like going out of town? Do you look for jobs that are not in town? Are you looking for... How's it go? Tell me what the life is like.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of 24/7, really, and it's good that we love it because it's really, there's no break from it. Yeah, we're always looking for work. We're open to going out of town. Bill has gone out of town, Sacramento, certainly auditioned even as far away places as New York, and I've done the same. So far, we haven't had too much of a distance or time between us, but I'm sure that will come down the road. But yeah, it's really a constant searching for work. There's never enough, of course, but we've been very fortunate to have had as much as we have. And what do you have to say to
him? It's true. I mean, we take the work whenever it comes, obviously, and we look for it in all places. We do the rounds every year down in L.A. for other different festivals, but we have been very lucky and blessed to find a home in Marin Shakes where we've been able to work together for the past few years. So, yeah, I mean, even though we haven't yet worked at other places regionally, it's just always nice to call Marin Shakes our home.
Talk a bit about the costumes that you're wearing for this Macbeth show. They're sort of different. I thought they were really well done. Abra Berman designed them, I think.
Yeah, well, the impression I get is kind of a Lord of the Rings meets medieval meets Shakespeare look. It's very earthy, very woodsy. The tones are very dark greens and blues, and it just feels, the whole thing feels, like I say, very grounded in an earthy kind of fabric. as if we've almost kind of sprung up from the earth or out of the forest even. Yeah.
Yeah, and Alex, you have some great costumes in the show.
Yeah, I really like the first one. I kind of feel almost like, you know, me Tarzan, you Jane. There's something kind of primeval about it that I really enjoy. And, I mean, I feel certainly like a dark queen in, you know, the almost final outfit. Come out for the coronation scene, very, very dark with some red tips, maybe suggesting blood at the end of the sort of fringes that adorn it.
Yeah, I think that they really work for the show. And like I said, I think that Leslie Currier did a wonderful job directing it. It's got some real kind of odd, strange things going on, and people should really go see it. So what is it about the Bay Area that makes it special for you guys? I ask everybody who comes on the show, do you like the weather, the food? You got a favorite restaurant?
Oh, gosh. We are very partial to Thai food, so we've pretty much sampled just about every Thai restaurant that exists in San Rafael. We have our rankings and our favorites, so we love Thai. And well, you've always wanted to come to California, haven't you?
Me? Oh, definitely. Ever since I was a little boy, I always dreamed of California, and it's a dream come true to be here. I mean, I'm living a very happy life right now. I have very little complaints. You know, one of my favorite restaurants that I like to go to late nights is Soul Food. Hopefully, I can help to give them some business. Although their line is out the door sometimes, and it's easy to see why. I mean, the food is delicious there.
Yeah, that Soul Food in San Rafael, I love them too.
Yeah. So, I mean, for me, I've been here for almost 15 years, I'd say, and Bill came from the East Coast, so California, I think, is still a little bit new to him. But for me, I haven't been able to leave. It's because it's so beautiful, and I've actually got my parents nearby as well, and it's a good place to start raising a family.
Any plans there?
Quite, yes, indeed. We are actually expecting a little addition to our family.
Congratulations! Is this common knowledge?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. This is not the breaking news, but we, at the end of December, there should be a new little...
Fantastic!
...actor or not.
Congratulations,
you
guys.
You,
that's
you.
Absolutely wonderful.
Thank you very much.
So, what's up next for you, Alexandra? What are you going to do after this show's over?
Well, that's the segue for me. I mean, my big next production is this child.
You're going to take off for a bit.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be taking a break. As a matter of fact, I did just recently lose a role because I was going to be too visibly pregnant for the production. So I'm actually focusing on some voiceover work these days, getting a little studio set up at home, so it doesn't really matter what I look or feel like. I can still act.
Sure.
On mic. So that's my next plan.
That's great. And Bill, what about you? I mean, I have to say at this point that last year I had the privilege of acting alongside Bill in an as-yet-unreleased film called Playground of Dreams.
I know, we're all holding our breath.
Yeah.
We're hoping that's going to be out soon, but in the meantime, what do you got going, Bill? Anything, or are you just out auditioning, or what's happening?
Yes, I'm auditioning around, and if anybody's interested in hiring me, I'm available in the fall. I'm also looking at some things at Sacramento Theater Company, see if they have me in mind for the next season. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But it's all about just knocking on the doors and seeing who's going to open.
Marin Shakespeare's production of Macbeth is currently playing at the Forest Meadows at Dominican in San Rafael through August 14th. It's a wonderful show. For information, go to marinshakespeare.org. And let me thank you both so much for taking us on a field trip today. That's Alexandra Matthew and Bill Elsman, everybody. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Our pleasure.
See you at the theater. Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store and on Comcast Cable Channel 26. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.